Welcome to a supernatural encounter through the word preached by Bishop Ernest Ayi. Bishop Ernest is the chairman of the Greater Life Church, a vibrant denomination under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. This message will revive, restore, and refresh you in ways only God's word can. Be blessed as you listen.
Trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Thank you so much for shepherding us. You're a good shepherd. Bible says, I'll give you pastors after my own heart. We shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. This morning, I feel led to minister to our shepherd. There's a song that goes, Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may be,
I will follow.
I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go.
Oh, you're the shepherd of my soul. I give you full control. Wherever you
guys, you've encouraged us so much. And this morning I was so touched when I entered your office and you're still encouraging somebody. You are still praying for somebody. Hallelujah. God has given us a good pastor. Trust me. God has given us a good pastor. Hallelujah. And trust me, at this time, he's ready to preach to you. Ladies and gentlemen, help me to welcome your pastor and my pastor, Bishop Ernest Ayi. Give a clap of applause to Jesus.
Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may be, I will follow.
I have made a choice.
I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may be,
in the name of Jesus for this beautiful day. One more day to be alive. What a blessing. We ask in the name of Jesus that you speak to us this morning, this afternoon. Bless our lives with your word. May we live here encouraged. May we live here strong. May we live here lifted, Father. To the glory of your name, we pray with thanksgiving. Somebody say amen. Please put your hands together and take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, is it thunder or what? Okay, I thought it was thunder strike. Hallelujah. Anyway, we thank God for today and thank God for everything. It's been a rough week, but you thank God for everything, including a rough week. Did he not say that in all things we should give him thanks? For this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God. We thank God for everything. It's not everything that we can understand. Some of the things, if you try to understand, you will go mad. Do you get it? Yes. You go mad. So, what can be understood, you understand it. What cannot be understood, you leave it in the cupboard and then you lock it. One day, you will understand it. Hallelujah. So, we thank God for everything. Remember, we've been talking about labor to be blessed, and I feel it's very important. I think we looked at a scripture in Proverbs. What scripture is that? Yeah. You remember? Yeah. So, the scripture in Proverbs 23 verse 4, which says that labor not to be rich, okay, cease from thine own wisdom. Labor not to be rich. In other words, labor to be blessed. Okay? Yes. If you are not supposed to labor to be rich, what else can you labor for? And what you labor for is blessing. You labor, you go through whatever you need to go through for a blessing, not for riches. Because riches, I told you, is a subset for blessing. Do you understand? The blessing is the universal set, and then riches, they form the subset. Eh? It's a subset of it. So the bigger one is the blessing, and then the smaller is the riches. So you would not be a good business person if all that you look out for is riches. You are looking out for something smaller. Are you understanding that? But we are supposed to look for something bigger, and the bigger is a blessing. Hallelujah. So may God give us grace to look for a blessing. I say, may God give us grace to look for a blessing. Hallelujah. So we thank God for a blessing. Amen. And somebody was saying that, oh yeah, a blessing is true, but something like death cannot be a blessing. But you see, death, as I've experienced my daughter pass, it's a blessing in disguise. Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise. We don't have to confuse it, because the guarantee God gave us did not include the absence of trouble. I don't know whether that is what is in your Bible. It is not in my Bible. I'd like to have your Bible. Eh? You should bless me with your Bible. My Bible is not in. I don't know which one you use. But I didn't find the guarantee of the absence of trouble. Do you understand? So, the fact that you are blessed does not exempt you from trouble, from challenge. Okay. Psalm 91. Look at Psalm 91. It says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Anyone who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The shadow of the Almighty is a very powerful place.
Yeah.
You see, when you talk about the shadow, it talks about closeness. Eh? You cannot be in somebody's shadow when you are not close to the person. Is that not it? Yes. So, you shall abide. Go back. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You abide under the shadow. It means that you are close to the Almighty. Are you understanding that?
Yes.
You are close to the Almighty. Is that not the case? Beautiful. Verse 2. It said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Wow. These are all effects of the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 3. It says that surely, the shadow of the Almighty, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, because you are within his reach. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings you shall trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. He said, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with your eyes you would see and behold the reward of the wicked. Is that not it? Verse 9. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, the Most High, your habitation. God is your habitation. Habitation is where you live. God is your habitation. Watch it. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. You see, these are the effects of having God as your habitation. No evil shall befall thee. And then he said what? Neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Why? For he shall give his angels charge over thee. They will keep you in all your ways. Yes. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Wow. Verse 13. It said, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon. Shall you trample under feet? Oh, if you have the Almighty as your habitation. Do you get it? All these things are real. These are things that will happen to you. Okay? Verse 14. It said, because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love. When you set your love upon God, something happens to you. It says that, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Wow. Is it not beautiful? Now listen, these are things that happen. I'm showing you the things that happen when you set your love on him. When you make him your habitation. When you dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Then he said that, he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. You see, because you may be thinking, if you are under the shadow of the Almighty, if you have God as your habitation, if you have set your love upon him, then where is the trouble coming from? But one of the promises he made to you is that when you are under the shadow of the Almighty, when you have set your love upon him, or you have him as your habitation, one of the things he promises you is that he would be with you in trouble. Now, he did not say that you will not be in trouble. He said, I will be with you in trouble. So you see, trouble is not the sign of the absence of God. Trouble is not. Yes. And remember that God has not guaranteed that as he's with you, there will be no trouble. No. You are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. His shadow. You are under the shadow. His wings, they are covering you. Yes. And he said that if you are like that, when you are in trouble, he will be with you. Do you understand? Yes. So, his presence is not a guarantee of the absence of trouble. When trouble strikes, it doesn't mean he's not with you. He said that he would carry you through. I will be with you. I will be with you in trouble. When you are in trouble, I will be with you. Yes. I'll be with you in trouble. I will deliver him and I'll honor him. What is the use of deliverance if there's no trouble? Why deliverance? You must be somewhere for even it to make sense to be delivered. Hallelujah. Yes. So, it is not a sign. Trouble is not a sign. Look at Psalm 23. Look at Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Who's a shepherd? Somebody leading you. Is that not it? The Lord is my shepherd. He guides you. He said, if the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want. It means that you won't lack. Okay? Continue. It says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The shepherd makes me lie down in green pastures. It takes me where there is food. So I lie down. He makes me lie down. He leads me to a place where there is food so I can get enough to eat. He leads me beside still waters, not troubled waters. Yeah. He leads me beside still cool. Because when the water is troubled, it could be that there's some crocodile inside that can devour the sheep. No, no. So it doesn't take you there. It takes you to where the place is cool. Is that not it? He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Why must you walk through the valley of the shadow of death when this shepherd is the one leading you? Why? That's why I'm saying that he did not guarantee you trouble-free, challenge-free. What he guaranteed you is that you can be sure that he would be with you inside the thing. He will not leave you alone. He will not leave you alone. Hallelujah. He will not leave you alone. Yeah. And today I want to encourage somebody's heart. Yeah. You may be broken by the death of Maria, my daughter. But don't be broken. God is with us. He is with us. He has not left us alone. The sign of this is not a sign of his absence. No, it's not. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid of the evil. The evil is there, but I won't be afraid of it. Why? Because you are with me. Yes. Because you are with me. His presence takes away the fear of the evil. Hallelujah. Yes. So don't be afraid of the evil that may strike. That's the best the enemy can do. The best. The best he can do. His best is death. That's his best. Hallelujah. Somebody came to sit in my house and say, hey, who has done this to us? Who has done it to us? I said, look. Then that person is very miserable. Yes. Do you know why? Because the Bible says that don't fear the one who can only destroy the body. The one you should fear is the one who has power to destroy both the body and the spirit in hell. Yes. Because when you destroy the body, you've done nothing. You've done nothing. We continue to live on. Maria continues to live on. Maria is still alive. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's still alive. He's watching us. Yes, I'm sure that he's giving me fans. You know, I have to be envied because, Charlie, I have one there. Yes, I have one who has joined the cloud of witnesses. Yes. And he's saying that, Daddy, keep preaching. It's flowing in fans. Yeah. Keep preaching. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, I want you to remove the fear of trouble from your heart. Don't take it as a sign of his absence. No, no, no. His promise is this. He would be with you inside that trouble. When the challenge strikes. Hallelujah. I'm closing. Luke chapter 6. Look at Luke chapter 6. Verse 47. Luke chapter 6. I believe it's Luke. Yes. Are you looking at it? Everybody look at this. It says that. And whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and what? And that's what? You see, the person who hears my sayings and does my sayings, he carries it out. He listens and does not just listen, but listens and does it. Do you understand? God says that. He said that, I will show you to whom he is like. I'm going to show you who such a person looks like. The person who listens to me and obeys what I say. Not just anybody who listens to me. Because there are people who listen and that's where it ends. They never do what they listen, what they hear. Never. But God is describing a particular type of person. That he listens to what I say and he does what I say. It says that such a person is compared to something. What is it that is compared to? Watch it. It says, he is like a man which built an house. And he digged deep. And laid a foundation on a rock. Then you see, it says that, and when the flood arose. It didn't say, and if the flood arose. He said, and when the flood arose. So I'm wondering, how can the person be a hearer of the word and a doer of the word, and yet flood still arises? How? Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. The person is a listener, is a hearer, and a doer of what he hears. And yet, that does not exempt the person from the coming of the flood. The person also hears and does not do, experiences the same thing as the person who hears and does it. Yes. Same. The stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 49. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the streams did beat vehemently. So you realize that the other one was vehemently, and this one was also vehemently. Meanwhile, one listens and does not do it, and one listens and does it. And yet all of them, there is a vehement beating by the flood. Hallelujah. Yes. So the fact that you are obedient, you are righteous, everything is right about you, it is not a guarantee of exemption from the flood, from the wind, from the storm. It is no guarantee. The two, those who obey and those who don't obey, the two of them have the same experiences. Same. Yeah. Somebody who doesn't obey the word, somebody who doesn't follow God, he will also lose his child. Yes. Somebody who obeys the word, somebody who preaches, he's a bishop, is what also loses his child. Same storm. Same. Same storm. Same storm. Do you know the difference? The difference is that the one who obeys, his foundation is stronger than the one who doesn't obey. So when the storm strikes, the one who doesn't obey is finished by the storm. It finishes. The life falls. Whatever it is comes tumbling down. Do you understand? And it is finished. But the one who has listened and obeyed when the storms come is still firm. Nothing shakes the person. Nothing moves the person. The person's faith is still intact. The person does not throw in the towel. The person does not say that to hell with God. The person doesn't say that it is over. This nonsense, I cannot follow it. No. You see, when you get to that point and these are your confessions, it means that your foundation is on the earth. It's not on the rock. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. That is why this will not even remove our button. I said it will not remove the button that we are wearing. Morosia kokeyandelea. So I heard a man called Job said, he said that though he slayeth me, yet will I trust him. Mokoya, the fact that he slays me, it will not change my stand. It will not change my stand. His positioning in my life will not change because I lost my 10 sons. My goodness, when the wife came and said that, curse God and die, he said, stop talking like one of the foolish women. This is what foolish women say. But you are not one of them, so stop talking like them. Though he slayeth me, yet will I trust him. I'll trust him. I trust him. Oh, I'll trust him. I'll trust him. You see, as I was sitting in the office, the Spirit of God ministered to me and said that, look, I was with you before Maria came. How can the exit of Maria be the reason you exit? You knew me before. Our relationship was not because of Maria. It wasn't because of Maria. Yes. It wasn't because of Maria. I knew you. I called you. I anointed you before Maria even came on the scene. Who gave you Maria? Do you know how she came? Yeah, you were just enjoying yourself and you realized that something. Ask him, what is your problem? Yeah. You don't know how she came. Do you know how the bones were formed? Did you know how? Why do you behave as if it was by something, I mean, from you that this thing came? Do you know how long people have been sleeping with their wives? And then nothing like this happens. You are not the one who brought him. I gave him to you. So if she has exited, just keep focus. Focus on and keep moving. Do you understand? I am the giver of all things. I'm the giver of all things. Don't let this be the reason why you backtrack. No. Hallelujah. Yes. So I want you to be encouraged. Yes. I want you to be encouraged. We are on the right side. We are on the right track. And we are moving. And we will not give up because of that. Hallelujah. God is bigger than Maria. Hallelujah. Yes. God is bigger. He's bigger than Maria. Bigger. A certain lady who was praying, prayed for his father, her father. The father wasn't well. Prayed for the father, for God to heal the father. Prayed, fasted, did all. But the father died. When the father died, she said, to hell with God. That was her last time in church. That was the last time she entered church. Because her father died,
God is bigger than your father. It's bigger. This is what he's telling me. God is saying, I am bigger. Why is he? I am bigger. Why would you even choose Maria over me? He said, you are not a good businessman if you do that. Yes. I'm bigger. I'm bigger because Maria didn't give me to you. I gave her to you. And I am the giver. I gave her to you. She didn't give me to you. So you've got to fight on and continue. Is somebody here? Yeah. Never allow any challenge, any difficulty. Never allow it to get you out of the covering, the shadow of the Almighty. Don't allow it. Yes, because in the first place, he told you that even though you are not the shadow of the Almighty, he said he will be with you in trouble. He did not guarantee you trouble free. There would be challenges. There will be sad days. It happened. It will happen. There will be sad days. But the sad days are not the end of your life. They are not supposed to be the end of your life. I can't stand here and be very hypocritical to say that, I didn't feel anything to appear or Blowman or James Bond. And it's only James Bond who don't die in the movie. So no matter what you do to him, he doesn't die. I don't know. I want to meet him one day. But I hear he's even dead. He's dead and he's mad. Now there's a new James Bond. Yes. There's a new James Bond. Yeah. He's the only one who's not there. Nothing affects him. Nothing. You escape right now. He never dies. No. I'm not James Bond. And James Bond is not real. You get it? Yeah. James Bond is not real. I stood there till my daughter took her last breath. I was standing there. It also tells you that death is a mystery. It's mystery. It's mysterious. Somebody has called me to come and pray for her to die. She has prayed to God and God is not listening to her. And she wants to go. She has come. She called me to come and pray for her to die. And she's not dying. As I speak to you, she's still lying there. Yeah, she's lying there. She doesn't know anything. You wonder, Maria, she wants to leave or want to move on. And then God said, okay, no, come up. I mean, what is the criteria for the call? You see, that it makes him God. You can't question that. You can't question that. That is God for you. Everybody is different. Oh. Everybody is different. Everybody assignment is different. What has been scheduled for everybody is different. You are not the same as me. We are not the same. Yes. We are not the same. That is why I didn't go at the age of 11. Do you understand? Yes. What I have been called to do is different from what Maria was called to do. And the Bible said that, look, even 1 second, you will not go beyond it. You will not go beyond it. You will not go beyond it. So you see, it also makes death. You see, I say death is mysterious and it even takes grace to die. It takes grace to die. Because there are people, look, who want to die. And they are not dying. Yes. You can also kill them. Because if you kill them, that's a crime. Yeah, but they want to die. I said, they've come. One has called me personally. She sent for me. And when I came, this is what she told me. Yes, an old lady. Old lady, 83 years. She said, it's okay. Because she's been bedridden for some years. She said, look, it's okay. There's nothing else I'm interested in this world. I want to go. Come and pray for me to die. And I said, hey, but me, Pastor, I'm praying for people to rise up. My calling is not to help people to die. How can I pray this prayer for you? And she's not dying. So you see, I'm saying that it even takes grace to die. She was very envious of my father. When she heard that my father was there, she was very envious. She called me again. She said that she has spoken to my father. And my father has promised to come and take her.
Yes, but you are not praying for it. No problem. I've spoken to your father. Yeah. Your father has promised he's coming to take me. He said that my father said he will come and hold her hand and take her. Yes, I'm waiting. Yes, I'm waiting. It's been 4 months. I'm waiting. She's still lying there. Do you get it?
Yes. So to even die is grace. It's grace.
And I think that Maria is blessed. Yes, I think Maria is blessed. I think Maria is blessed. Too blessed. Too blessed. Too blessed that she's found herself in the arms of the Almighty. I mean, this is where you and I, we are struggling to get to. Do you understand?
Yes.
You see, that sin you have been struggling with, yes, it's trying to keep you away from those arms. It's trying to get you away. And you are not even sure. Yes, you are not even sure. Some of you are not even sure of yourself. You understand? Whether you will go or not. Eh? The Bible said that two will be at the meal. One will be taken and one will be left. Yeah. There will two be in the church. One will be taken and one will be left. Which of you, which of us will be taken and which will be left? Yes. So when you have gotten to the point where this one, without struggle, you are carried. Oh. I just remember Wednesday morning. I mean, a day of all days never does that. Normally she takes her Bible, prays, does a normal prayer, and then she opens her Bible. You know, sometimes she'll call for my iPad. I open the iPad. So, she wants this passage, then I open for her. She'll just read. I mean, even that a girl at that age will be so interested in God. She doesn't know about anything called Shatawali. She doesn't know about Obuo. She doesn't know about, what are their names? Stone Boy. Eh? Kim what? Kim Promise. Hey, you know, he knows about Kim Promise. My daughter didn't know about Kim Promise. Yes. She didn't know about Kim Promise. Or Bravo. No, what is the current? I hear what I'm mentioning is old people. What is the current one? Black Sheriff. Hey! Yeah. She didn't know it. Maria doesn't know it. She didn't know it. Cardi B. I hear there's something also called Cardi B. Some of them, they have been fighting. Who are those people? Shatawale, Stone Boy, and then who? There's a third one. Miss what? V. There's a Miss V. I mean, all these guys. Even me, the bishop, I don't know them. I don't know, but my members know them. Yes. I don't know how they got to know, how they knew them, but they know them. Yes. And Maria will call for, when I'm driving with her, call for, Daddy, can you put on first love music? Can you put them on? That's what she knows. First love music. That's what she knows. Yes. Sometimes I try to play even some of the cheese songs, you know, some of my powerful cheese songs. And she hasn't frozen. It's a first love song, please. If you're interested in me, it's a first love song. And I put it on. That's what she knows. That morning she laid on the bed. Hey. Praying in the Holy Spirit loud. Wednesday morning, praying the Holy Ghost, praying, casting demons out of the family. Yeah. 11-year-old casting demons, cast this demon out of this family, cast demon, cast this, cast that, cast, and she was casting demons out of the family. And when I said, hey. Now, what has happened today? You have grown wild like that. Yeah. Prayed and got up from the bed and said, Mommy, I'm fine.
Can you see that I'm fine? Can you? He said, can you believe that I'm fine? And then he said that I have, she said, I have joyous news for you, man. I have joyous news for you. These are her words. I have joyous news for you. He said, look at me. Then she started dancing. Started dancing. And the mother said, I don't know if you're no one over here. He said, stop with her, then come and eat your food. And she was dancing that morning. The morning and the afternoon was like black and white. Up till about 12, everything was fine. It's amazing. It's amazing. When she passed, I was there with Bishop Henry and Bishop Sally and Reverend Henry. You should look at her face. Smiling. Smiling. And as the time went on, the smile became broader and broader and broader and broader. Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm sure she's saying that, hey, you guys, think about yourself. Because where I am now, stop praying. You know, somebody gave a testimony of a lady or somebody who died, and the pastor prayed and she came back to life. Then she left the church. How can you bring me from where I am? I'm leaving the church so that when I die, you don't pray again. Yes. Because where I have found myself in is, I don't want to come to this place. Why do you bring me back here? Why do you hate me that much? Leave me alone. Yeah. I know another pastor whose 18-year-old daughter died. He was lying by the daughter in the hospital, reading to the daughter, doing all the things. Then at a point, the doctor said, Daddy, I can't breathe. Daddy, I can't breathe. Papa, papa, papa. And then she left. The man carried the daughter from the hospital, went to his office, and placed the daughter on his desk and locked the door. He said, Father, you raise this child or we die together. Yeah. He said, this child here, you raise her or the two of us, they come and carry our bodies from here. Yes. And it was a block, an office block, many floors. The man prayed, and it was as if earthquake had occurred. Everybody started running, but there was no earthquake. There was no earthquake. Then one person was in the building, and the person came to knock at his door. He said, who are you? Who are you? I'm not opening this door. He said, no, I had a vision. I went to heaven. I met your daughter, and she said she won't come. She said she won't come. So what you are doing, just stop it. She has no aim of coming. She said she won't come. It was only at that time that he opened the door. Yes. Because he realized whatever he does, they don't. When they get there, it's different though. You are the one who sits here and cry. You are crying when they are celebrating and they have met their master. Yes. What they have been hearing us preach from the word, they have seen it practically. Yeah. That is why I know that my daughter is throwing me fans. I say, Daddy, keep preaching. Daddy, you are doing the right thing. Daddy, there's nothing better you can do. Keep on preaching. I have a member in the cloud of witnesses. Yes, I am to be envied. Yeah. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. Yes.
Don't allow a challenge, a difficulty to get you off. You lose your mind because of that. Don't do that. Don't do that. You see, God loves you too much. Listen to what the Bible said in Romans 8:32. It said that he that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not with him also? The highest sacrifice he could give, he gave it. You see, the highest sacrifice is not raising Maria from the dead. That's not the highest sacrifice. The highest sacrifice is giving his son. And if he could do that, there's nothing else that he can do. So if he has chosen not to allow Maria, it must be for a good reason. Yes. It must be for a good reason. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. If he allowed it, it must be for a good reason. He said that as the heavens are far above the earth, so far are my ways from your ways. And my thoughts, you see, our thinking, they are not the same. Yes. There's a reason why I want to come. Look, come out now. There's a reason. Sometimes, I don't know if you have, I love football. Sometimes they will substitute a player, okay? The player would go in, bring somebody out and let a new player go in. And within about 10 minutes, that new player that went in will be called back. And another player will go and take his place. Do you understand? Because of a certain state that the person may have developed on a situation. Look, at a point, what happens is that you entered. 5 minutes later, the keeper was shown a red card for an event. Now, we need another keeper to go in. You have been brought in as a new striker. You see, if there's no good goalkeeper in the post, what are you striking? Good. So then they will choose that, okay, this striker that just came in, let's pull him out and put a keeper there, a real keeper there. A good reason for that, even though he had played for only 10 minutes, to save the whole team, let's get a keeper there and you come back. Can you appreciate what I'm saying? Yes. So is I'm saying that the master has different reasons. Our brains are too small to understand everything he does. Everything he does. Everything. You don't understand. Do you know what will happen in 10 years' time? Do you know what will happen in 20 years' time? The people that we see there selling their bodies, and do you think that they didn't have outdooring for them? They didn't have aunties and uncles who lifted them and say, oh, cuckoo, lovely children. Lovely children. Yes, and they had Christian names. And today they are standing there. Somebody called me and he said, be comforted. This can be a blessing in disguise. Yeah. He said, now, this is a senior person, a senior minister. He said, now, as I speak to you, yes, one of my sisters, we are struggling with her. We are struggling. I said, really? He said, yes. About what? About alcohol. Yes. Struggling with her to stop drinking. He said, we have done everything that can be done. Yes. As the years go by, she becomes worse and worse. Any motivation, including a house, whatever you do, she doesn't stop. And now the person becomes like a stigma to the family. Then he asked me a question. If this person had died at the age of 11, what would people say? Oh, why? Oh, God, why? Oh, this one. But maybe God is seeing what is about to happen. Yeah. Do you understand? And then decides to withdraw the person so that you don't get to that evil.
man left Ghana with his family and went to sit in America because it's a land of opportunities. As he sat in America for some time, now he stopped relating with his wife, stopped sleeping with his wife. Now he sleeps with other men. Yes. And then one day they asked him, would it have been better you hadn't come? He said it would have been far better. Far, far better. Or even die before the idea to come here. Okay. This is what the man said. So sometimes this can be a blessing in disguise. Before the person comes and says that, me, I'm not a woman, me too, I'm not a man, I am something. I'm not a man, I'm not a woman, I'm something. And you don't know what something. Those who are claiming those things were not like that from the beginning. No. Yes. So, it's mysterious. When God says that, in everything, give me thanks, he has a reason. You are no more sensible than him. There's a reason. Yes. You know, when yesterday when Daddy came to preach, then I realized that no, there are a lot of things I don't know. A lot of things I don't know. If I'll just concentrate on my mind and what I think, I'll be sorrowful for nothing. There's a lot of things I don't know. I choose to hand it over to God. Yes. I believe him and hand it over to him. Yes. I leave it at that. Yeah. I choose. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying separation is not a difficult thing. Yes. You should have seen me on that day, my children and myself. Yeah. You should have seen me wonder, is that Bishop? Yeah. You go mad. Go mad, and you can stand there and see the person going, and you can't do anything. Yeah, that's that. You can't do anything. You can't do chilling. Yes. No, there's nothing you can do, and you can see the person is going, and you can't do anything. What even makes it worse is when they are even calling you. They have seen you, and they are calling you, and you can see that no. Something is, and you can't do. That's why you are mortal. God is God. What he decides to do, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't look. I stood there. I even wanted to extend my life. Yeah. How do I do it? How do I give her my life and take hers? How do I do it? Then I was holding her hand. I was holding her hand. But how do I do that exchange? How can it happen? Look, I was crazy enough at that moment to do anything. But that anything I needed to do, I didn't know what it is. Didn't know what. Yes. Stood there helpless. Look, believe God. Have faith in God. Respect God. Yes. Respect him. What he wants to do, you can't do anything about it. Just follow him. Comply and just move with him. Yes. Your resistance will break you. It won't do anything to him. It won't change his plans. It will rather break you. Yes. I tell you. Hey, never felt helpless in my life like that. That day. You can see. Standing by it, you can see. The person is going. You can see. A person is on his way. What do you do? He said, we didn't pray. Did you say prayer? Do you want me to give you details? Do you want me to give you details? Do you say prayer? Do you know how far we went? Do you know the number of people who were praying? Do you know the prophets that were engaged? Huh? Prayer? Did you say prayer? There was a prayer group everywhere, outside Accra, outside Ghana, everywhere. I said, we are praying till. You say seed. Seed. I didn't even know. Others were sowing their seeds. I didn't know. After that, I got to know. People were sowing seed. People were in covenant with God. Did you say medicine? Which type? How much is it? How much? At a point, one single medicine like it was almost $300. One like that. Nothing was spared. Humanly possible. Nothing was left. Nothing. When she's going to the hospital, Bishop Doug will send his specialist to accompany my daughter and engage any specialist taking care of her. They are administering drugs. Bishop Doug sent his special doctors to go and oversee the administration of the drug. What did he do? Specialists from America, specialists from here, specialists from here. What? I said nothing was spared. Nothing was spared. Nothing. Including Dr. Henry here. He was a chief in Ghana. A chief doctor in Ghana. Yeah. Everything that could be done was done. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. That's why the question, why? I don't ask. Yes. What do I do? Your name is priest. I thank you. Thank you. So, church, be encouraged and strengthened. Yes. You see the face of Maria. See a victor. See somebody who fought and won. Yes. Yeah. See somebody who went through what adults cannot handle. Yes. We are seeing a fighter. We are seeing a warrior of God. Seeing somebody who's swimming in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah. So I'm comforted. I'm comforted. And I want you to be comforted. That is why on Thursday we are all wearing white. We are wearing white. Come with white handkerchiefs. Yeah. White. Is for celebration. You understand? Yes. It's not for mourning. We are celebrating this life. Yes. It was 11 years, but this 11 years has been beautiful. It's been beautiful 11 years. And I'll never regret it. I'll just cherish the memory of these 11 years. Beautiful memories. Yes. Nobody kisses me like my daughter, not even my wife. No. My wife does not come anywhere close to my daughter. Yes. Kisses me every day. When she's going to bed, she will kiss me like 10 times. No, it's okay. But yeah, it's okay. You go to bed. Yes. Yeah. When she sees me, my body becomes her bed. Yes. Yeah. None of my boys does that. They don't do that to me. When I come and say, oh, daddy, you are welcome. When I enter home, daddy, you are where they have heard of me, then they will run, they come and open the gate, carry whatever they will carry, say, oh, daddy, you are welcome. That's it. Then disappear. By the time you are, they are behind their laptops or their tab, left something. You know, not Maria. Yes. Maria will come, hug you, kiss you, take you to your room, ask you, should I get you some water? Yeah.
Maria was like my wife's rival. Yes. And he tells you, you said that when daddy comes, daddy, I'll come and sleep with daddy. And daddy has come now. He said, I should go to my room. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's not fair. It's like I married two wives. Yes. He said, it's not fair. So Sunday, when I can say, leave her. You leave her. Let her be around. It's okay. When she wasn't well, when I come, the minute I come, I say, oh, daddy, come. You signal me. Call me. And then come. When I can say, come and lie behind me. Lie behind me. So there's something with my shoe. I just go and lie down. Just hold her. Be there. Yeah. Beautiful memories. She was a gift. Yeah. When you come home from work or anywhere you come, she takes, you see, that drained energy. She brings it back. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. 11 beautiful years. Beautiful years. And I'll cherish that memory forever. Yes. Beautiful years. Beautiful years. She was a treasure in my family. She was the one that my father named after his mother. Yeah. So my father calls her his mother. Yes. Yeah, I quickly have to take her from my father. Otherwise, he will spoil her bottle. I said, no. This, yeah. My father really was into her. Yeah. It's a gift. It was a gift that God gave us. We'll cherish it. But we'll never question God. We'll never question. Why? Why? Why not? Do you know why he brought him at the time he brought him? Was there a discussion? Yeah. Did you discuss with him? Why are you now asking him why? Why are you asking him why? No. I don't ask why. I say thank you. Thank you. Even for this yes. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I had something sweet for this time. His coming brought blessings I've never seen before. For the first time in my ministry, when she was born, somebody bought a car. The first time I'll start receiving cars as gifts was when Maria was born. Like when she was born, somebody bought a car and brought it to me. Beautiful car. Yes. Yes. It was the first time my wife had a brand new car that nobody has driven. It was when this lady with this girl was born. Many amazing things. Yeah. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. But we don't question the God who gave her. Because sometimes that's what you do. That's what you do. Like some orangos do. When they are bringing the pastor who becomes a blessing to you, you don't ask, why did you bring him? But you see, the same decision that brought him, that you enjoyed him, when that decision is taken, then you are fighting that decision. You don't do that. You don't do that. You respect that decision. Because the decision brought something that was a blessing to you. So respect that same decision. If he decides to, let the person step aside. Hallelujah. Yes. And in this church, God reigns supreme. There's still none like him. He's still our God. And we have no reason to question him. We love him. His position in our lives never changes. Because our daughter has gone to be with him. No. Yeah. He can even bring or give us something better. Yeah, he's the giver. I didn't decide the shape of Maria's face. I didn't decide the shape of her nose. I didn't decide how big, fat, small she would be. It was not my decision. Yes. I was there and a gift came to me. That's it. A gift came to me. Why do I question the giver? When he says that, okay, it's time to come home. We don't do that. Especially in this church, we don't do that. We praise him. Yeah. So don't go and cry anywhere. If you feel like crying, you can cry. But cry in hope. Cry believing. Do you understand? Yes. I've cried and stopped. I've wept. I've cried. Because it was painful. You understand? It was painful to see
Separation is always painful.
Yes. Yes.
It's always painful. Yeah. But we don't question him because of that. Hallelujah. We don't stop following him because of that. We don't reduce the intensity of our love because of that. No. He's supreme. He's God. Death is mystery. Mysterious. Hallelujah. So God bless you. And be encouraged and strengthened. Stand to your feet with me. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus. Can you help me to pray? I want us to pray and thank God for the life of Maria, my daughter. Thank God. I want you to thank God that for 11 years, 15 days, 11 years and 15 days, God blessed us with such, blessed my home with such a wonderful gift. Thank God. I want you to open your mouth and thank God. Say, thank God for Maria. Thank him. Thank him, Father. Thank him. Oh, Jesus. Thank him. Let your heart be filled with gratitude. Let your heart be filled with thanksgiving. Thank him. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Open your mouth and thank him. Wherever you are standing, just thank him. Thank him. Thank him for this beautiful life. Oh, Jesus. We are grateful to you. We thank you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and bless you today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for encouragement. We can deceive ourselves and say that it is not difficult. It's not painful. That is not the truth. The truth is that it's painful. If you had given us a choice, our choice would have been opposite to what has happened. And you knew it. All the efforts we were making, you knew why. And you knew what we wanted. But Father, you are greater. You are supreme. Hezekiah prayed to you when you said he should put his house together. And that you were calling him. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed until you extended his life by 15 more years. He regretted living for those 15 years. Yes. The 15 years were the worst years of his life. Yes. He should have just obliged. Listen to you and walk. Because sometimes we feel that by complying, it means we are weak. It means we are defeated. It means we don't have faith. It means we are not powerful. Yes. But Father, power belongs to you. There's no power you can't exercise. Your wisdom is the best. What you chose to do was the best thing that could be done. It wasn't that you didn't have enough power to bring it up, but with your power, your wisdom chose that she comes home. And for that, we say we are grateful. We are grateful to you. Thank you for this 11 years, 15 days. You blessed us with this gift. Your name be praised. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. Close your eyes. Let's pray again. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus for the gift of salvation. I want to give somebody an opportunity here. Listen, what matters is not how long you live. No. If you live for 900 years and you die and go to hell,
what uses it. Your funds you receive will be here on earth. That will be it. How useless. Because even if it's 1,000 years, you will still go. What matters is what happens after here. Because as for death, everybody will die except Jesus decides to come at the time you are alive. Otherwise, death will happen to everybody. But that's not what is important. The dying is not as important as what happens to you after you are dead. You want to say that, Pastor? I want to make things right with God. I want to surrender my life to the Maker. I want to be sure of my destination. Because this I cannot avoid. I can't avoid it. You are here like that. You want me to pray with you to surrender your life to Jesus. Can I see your right hand above your head? I'm going to pray with you. You want to be born again. You need Jesus. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Wherever you are standing, let me see your right hand above your head, and I'm going to pray with you. Jesus will become the Lord and the Savior of your life. If you have lifted up your hand, wherever you are standing, can you come to me? I want to pray with you here. God bless you. Up your hand, come. God bless you. 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 Close your eyes. Let's pray this prayer. Church, join us. Say, Heavenly Father, I come to you today just as I am. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. Today, I surrender my life to you, Jesus. From today, I receive you, Jesus Christ, as my Lord. As my Lord, as my Savior, as my Redeemer. From today, I confess, I belong to Jesus. Say, Father, thank you, for saving me, today, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to this anointed message. We believe you have been blessed and uplifted by this powerful word. Subscribe to this podcast to receive messages regularly. For prayer and counseling, please call or WhatsApp +233 27 974 7173. Until next time, stay under open heavens.